You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Hey, everybody. Bing is for doing, and right now you are watching the AfterBuzz TV recap of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. If you're watching the video feed, you might see that I'm a party of one, but actually, I do have some special friends with me on the line. I am Giselle Ugarte. You can tweet me live at Giselle Ugarte, but on the phone, I have my co-host, Miss Mari Fagel. Say hello.
Hello.
And Miss Susan Hahn is there as well. Say hello.
Hey, guys.
And also, we have a really nice surprise for you, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fans. Kevin, the ultimate party planner, he planned Pandora's wedding as well as Lisa's vow renewal. He also showed off his very sexy Beverly Hills legs this last episode. He's on the line with us as well. Hi, Kevin.
Beverly Hills.
This was episode 18 of season 3, A Shot Through the Heart. And Kevin, since we have you on the line, what did you think watching this episode besides how hot you looked?
Oh my God. This time I got really totally up, right? It's half of this is pretty good enough, right?
Yeah.
It was really, really fun. I mean, Lisa, you know, just moved to your brand new gorgeous house. Spectacular. Have to tell you, that house is really, really gorgeous. I mean, the other house, old house, was really great, but this new house is just like spectacular, have to tell you. Oh my God, really gorgeous.
What? Kevin, I have to ask you, when you plan these fantastic, beautiful parties, do you get upset that it then turns into drama with all the wives fighting? I mean, here you are planning this beautiful vow renewal, and then Faye and Brandy and Marissa are all there fighting at the party. Does that bother you?
Well, I have to tell you, there's no party. You know, if there's no fighting, there's argument, there's no party. As you know, you're in Beverly Hills. This is all about, you know, drama. You know, endless dramas out there, have to tell you. You know, but I love it. You know, that's why the life is more interesting in Beverly Hills.
Is the party as fabulous as it looks, Kevin?
Oh, my God. That party was really fabulous. That was the first biggest party ever, she put it out, you know, for this, you know, this season. And it was really spectacular. Not to tell you that.
Well, I have to say, I don't know if you remember, but you did my wedding 6 years ago. And let me tell you, it was fabulous. And, I mean, up until, like, I think 10 minutes before the guests were arriving, you and your crew, you guys were, like, putting it all together, and it was amazing.
You had a most fabulous Shishishi Beverly Hills wedding, darling.
I sure did, because of you.
Susan, we're still waiting to see those pictures, by the way.
I will bring pictures next week. I'm just down the street. I've had a flat tire, but I will bring it. Oh, yeah, you did see them, though.
God.
You've seen them.
I know. I want the world to see them. You were the most beautiful bride ever.
Spectacular. Oh, my God. You have to bring out the pictures to really bring it all over the world, actually.
Yes, I will bring it.
Kevin.
Will you come to our show next week, Kevin?
Of course I will.
Hey,
we'll make it so bling bling for you. We'll make it so
We'll bring champagne.
Bling, bling, here I come.
Kevin,
I have to ask you, and I have a feeling I know your answer. Who is your favorite Real Housewife?
Of course, Lisa. She's okay. Really dynamite lady. I love her. She's really sweet and smart also at the same time.
And gorgeous.
And very nice man. Seriously, he's a really nice man.
So, okay, and now who is your least favorite housewife?
Oh, don't tell. Don't ask that.
I had a feeling you wouldn't answer. Just figured I'd ask.
You know what? Be honest with you. You know, in front of cameras, you know, I mean, they really have to put out a lot. But be honest with you, there's so much going on out there. You know, it's just like, you know, I feel so bad for Taylor, what happened to her husband, and that is still going on. And, you know, Brandy, it's just like, oh, my God. You know, what's going on that, you know, that field out there? It just, you know, I mean, think about, you know, what's going on with that, you know, Taylor, and after that, the tragic story after another. I mean, it's like there's a divorce going on, and, you know, it's just so much going on. I mean, you know, I'm just looking forward to who the next one, who's the next victim, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just looking forward to it.
You're looking forward to it.
I don't know.
Kevin, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
About how much would you say Lisa spent on that party? Can you give us a ballpark?
Nice. Around about $300,000. Around.
So was the wedding really the $1 million wedding?
Yeah, of course, in Beverly Hills. You have $30 million. You're not going to get nothing. You're going to get, you know what? What are you going to get? Come on. How much spent on your wedding? $2 million? Oh, my God.
I need to start saving up like 10 years ago.
Well, darling, you had a fabulous wedding. You mean Beverly Hills. You know, million dollars means... It's not a lot, and you know that. You know that.
Pocket change.
And Kevin,
yeah,
your
exactly.
party
yeah.
that you planned, Lisa's vow renewal, was in the same episode as Adrian's red velvet cupcake vodka party. So, what did you think of Adrian's party?
You know what? To me, that party was, I don't know what it's all about. What was the reason she put her party for? You know, at
vodka.
Least had a reason. The vodka for what? You know, I couldn't figure it out. What is this? She was so jealous of Lisa. She always feeds on something because when she hears like Lisa doing something, she has to do something else. You know, just you know, make the Lisa just like, you know, on the side kind of upset or something. She had to be like a competitor of Lisa to just come up with something. You know, she has to feed on something always. So I couldn't figure it out. So, you know, vodka kind of cupcakes. Oh, how precious is that?
So do you think she threw the party just because she is jealous of Lisa and Lisa was throwing a great party the next night?
I think so. Don't you think so? Think about it. Vodka kind of cupcakes. I mean, oh, my God. Can you handle that? I would throw up. Oof. Gee. My goodness. What is it all about? When I heard about the caucus and the vodka, it's like, what? Are you kidding me? It's not a dessert? What is that? What is this kind of dinner? What is that all about?
I don't know, but the vodka must not have been that great, because to have that many effects going on and that many naked people and arms coming out of bushes, I feel like it was just one big distraction. And the first thing she does is she gets everybody wasted as soon as they walk in the door, like, you know.
You know, be honest. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. She does things like trying to make, like, you know, Lisa upset, or when she hears like Lisa doing something, it's like, oh, I'm gonna do something before that. You know what I mean? So I mean, she had to do something, just like, you know, something controversy, trying to create something about Lisa's party or whatever she does something. I'm doing something before you or something. And I just always have to go, you know, with Lisa and mm-hmm. you know Adrian. So, you know, I have to tell you, you know, just those two always something for, you know, but. You know, I love Lisa. You know, she does things for the reasons. So, you know, I admire Lisa so much still today. It's like Lisa's one of my favorites, you know.
So it's safe to say that you won't be missing Adrian next season.
You know what? I think she had a reason to just like even falling apart. I think, you know, I just like people are thinking about, talking about, it's like, you know, I think she just, doing this too much. What's going on in her life? Did you hear about that she opened a restaurant just close to, only just a few doors down from Lisa's restaurant?
I'm not surprised at all, but that's...
Oh, yeah. I heard that she's opening a restaurant just like only two, three doors down from Lisa's, the restaurant right now.
Is this an AfterBuzz TV exclusive?
Yeah, that's what I am hearing. So, you know...
We need to look this up.
Walter M has a clothing store just down the street on Bedford as well.
That's true. Kyle does have a store down the street as well.
Kyle,
but at least the store and the restaurant don't compete as much.
I don't know why Adrian's opening a restaurant. That I don't know what it's all about, to be honest with you.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for giving us a call tonight. We would love to have you in the studio next week for the finale.
All right. I'll be there.
So
thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you so much. We'll make sure Mari gets in touch with you and we'll make it happen and make it sound chic.
Love you. Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Kevin. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So he's like the cutest person in the world.
Like ever. Like so he is amazing. And can I just say, although he wouldn't explicitly answer me when I said who his least favorite Real Housewife was, it seemed pretty clear that Adrian is not very high on that list. I mean, he's telling us that Adrian,
who is she? Like, whose list is she high on? You know what I mean? Especially after this episode, especially.
Right now, not a lot of people.
She was so horrible.
Well, are you guys both going to be able to stay on and chit-chat, or do you want to start going through the bullets, or do some of you have to leave?
Yes, I'm literally sitting in the car right now as you're changing my tire. I'm not even kidding.
I am sitting trying to get through law school homework, but very happy to take a break and talk about Real Housewives, so
perfect.
Please distract me.
I love it. So I still have my co-host with me. That's awesome. Well, let's talk about Adrian's party a little bit, because obviously, you know, with Kevin, we talked about how we think it's a little tacky, perhaps, a little over the top, a little too shameless in terms of plugging. I mean, can the girl actually throw a party for once that isn't sponsored and isn't about her?
I just didn't understand the party. Like, I didn't get it. Why, if it's for vodka, why were there a rose bush with the hand coming out with a shot in it? Why was there naked women? Why was there people in the trees? Like, I don't get it. What is Zing? Was it red velvet? And then, like, I just didn't understand the whole thing. There was no...
I think it's interesting that she's not the only housewife to have a red velvet vodka. And that around...
Are you serious?
Yeah. Around, I believe it's a different company, and AfterBuzzers, who are super fans. I know you're out there listening and you're always fact-checking, and I try to Google when I can, but especially when it's just me, like, I need some help here. But I'm pretty sure that one of the New Jersey housewives also has a red velvet vodka.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, one of the New Jersey ones, and I'm blanking, and I shouldn't because I host the New Jersey Housewives show as well, but who is it? The cousin, Rosie's sister, what's her name?
Kathy
Wakili. She has a red velvet vodka as well.
Well, that makes sense because she's into bakery, and she cooks, you know, she cooks sweet. She bakes, you know, cupcakes and cookies and cannolis and all that. So that would make sense for her to do like a dessert vodka. Adrian and the dessert vodka, I don't really get it. I'm not going to knock it because I haven't tried red velvet flavored vodka, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to be on my cocktail, you know, my favorite cocktail list. But I do want to try it. I do want to give it a shot and see what it tastes like.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of, like, cake-flavored vodkas. I know it's not for everyone. They're more of, like, you know, a specialty shot. It's not the kind of thing that you keep on drinking more and more. Well, maybe, I don't know. If you do, that's good for you. But I'm not really surprised that she took on this project because she's somebody who wants to have her name in literally every little thing, whether it's hospitality or shoes or purses or, you know, drinks. And now Kevin's saying that she might have a restaurant coming. But, you know, she was just being so mean to Paul, I thought. And then I just didn't like, let's talk about how Marissa pulled out the Brandy text. I didn't like how Adrian.
I just want to say quickly before we talk about Marissa, which I definitely have very strong feelings on that. It just really bothers me that Adrian uses the show and uses Bravo to hawk her products, yet won't even give them the courtesy of showing up to the reunion and showing up to half of the events this season. It doesn't seem fair. It's like, okay, so you're allowed to come on to Bravo whenever you want to plug your products in your own little perfectly pitched storyline, yet you won't show up to any of the girls' parties or dinners, and you won't show up to the reunion. It's just, you know, it's very one-sided, and it really bothers me.
And don't forget that she also had so many of the episodes censored.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, the biggest bleep in the world.
It really was. It was the biggest, longest bleep in the world. Suze?
Sorry, talking to a tow truck.
Oh. No worries. Okay.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Marissa
and this text.
Can I just say, I absolutely love Yolanda. I am obsessed.
Me too.
I am fully on that train. Even my boyfriend had to stop to say, Yolanda is so much classier than these other women because she had the balls to stand up to Marissa and say, hey, if you have a problem with Brandy, then talk to Brandy about it. Don't talk to the other wives about it.
Yeah.
And then she had the balls to go up to her at the party and be like, and confront her on it. And I just love that.
Yeah. And she called her out on it. She just flat out said, you know, why of all situations are you pulling out this text the one time that Brandy's not here? And Brandy's actually someone who she hangs out with or has been trying to hang out with, as we've seen previously. It just didn't seem right. And the fact that the way that she brought it up, she tried to make herself sound so innocent. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't think that Marissa would ever cheat on her husband, but I also, I don't know, I kind of thought that she would perhaps be one of those people who would maybe consider or at least joke about taking a hall pass.
I also think it sounded fishy that Marissa said that Brandy just unprompted, out of the blue, happened to text her and say, oh, what about a hall pass? Like, that wouldn't make sense. There had to have been some text conversation between the two of them, joking back and forth or something, because I just don't think she would do that unprompted. But the thing is, I didn't hate Marissa this episode because that hatred was transferred so much to Faye, and Faye completely tried to take over both of those conversations, that forever how much I think Marissa sucked, I think Faye was just the worst.
And I have to say, and I should have teased this at the beginning, but we did have Kevin on the line. I went to Kyle's store on Thursday, and I got to talk to Kyle and Faye. So during news and gossip, or perhaps once we start talking about Faye, I definitely want to talk about what I chatted with them. And by the way, that store is incredible. But yeah, with Marissa, the thing is like, even if Brandy did send that text out of the blue, I guess she started it by saying, I know how you can save your marriage. I don't think that would be necessarily bad, because every single situation that we've seen of them speaking when they're filming, they're talking about marriage, and Marissa's complaining about her marriage, or she's, you know, being super just uppity about how her husband loves her so much and how she thinks other people are hot. So I feel like Brandy tweeting her quote out of the blue wouldn't necessarily be out of the blue, because it's been a topic of conversation before.
Well, Marissa definitely knocks her marriage to her husband. She disrespects the marriage, and then she plays dumb. Like, why would Brandy send me such things, you know? And when she is confronted by Yolanda, you know, she says, oh, if there was a tall, dark, handsome man, I would F him right now. And it's like, okay, she's backpedaling, but at the same time, it's just, I mean, I just think that I lost a lot of respect for Marissa in this episode. I mean, if you're going to say something, then stand by it. And I loved how Brandy was like, I thought we were friends. Why would you talk about me when I'm not there? And why couldn't you just ask me?
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Faye
just loves the drama. Like, she is a disgusting human being. I do have to say that I loved her dress at the Alisa's party. But she's still a disgusting human being. Like, I don't even know why she exists.
She knows how to dress. That is for sure.
Okay, she exists for the sole purpose of trying to be famous. This is a woman who tried to profit off of her best friend's murder by posing for Playboy, which thank you to one of my Twitter followers, Wanda Steves, because she sent me this interview where it talks about how, where one of Faye's old friends says that Playboy at first didn't even want her to pose for their cover, and then they tried to disinvite her from events at the Playboy Mansion because they didn't want her there. And now here she is on Bravo constantly trying to use Brandy to get herself camera time and try to like say these bitchy one-liners because that'll get her camera time. And it's just, I can see right through you and your desperation. You're more desperate than Dana is.
You know what? I
gotta... Well, let me tell you.
Go
all
ahead.
Those Chanel borrowed bags will not make you a lady. Like, what the hell? Who is this woman to say anything about being a lady?
Seriously.
What? Let's talk a little bit about, before we start moving on to the to when Faye did show up, how did we feel about, number one, Adrian saying, you know, oh, Brandy shouldn't be giving marriage advice. Meanwhile, her marriage is falling apart and she's not telling a single soul. And two, how do we feel about Camille this episode? Because I did not like the way Camille was behaving either.
I feel like Camille was really far up Adrian's ass. I felt like she was sucking up to her. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to really cuss too much, but I just felt like, I felt like she likes the benefit of being friends with Adrian. And I know she did, I don't know, I just kind of get that sense for some reason that she's sucking up to her.
Well, it was always clear that Camille was team Adrian. I just didn't know how much of, sorry, I'm driving to you guys right now. I really didn't realize how much team Adrian she was. You know, I always knew that she was team Adrian over team Brandy, but this episode you can definitely tell, like, I mean, she was living in Adrian's ass. You know what I mean?
I think one thing that I have noticed, and I think perhaps Camille and Faye have this in common, and like I said, we'll get to Faye in a little bit, but, you know, I feel like they, even when their confrontation or the statements they bring out are unwarranted, they are definitely people that they are very, very loyal. And even though Faye, for example, had no place dragging Brandy into Adrian's mess at Lisa's vow renewal, and Camille had no place dragging Lisa into Brandy's mess at the little stripper pole party, it just seems like they are just so, I don't know, I don't even know if loyal is the right word, but they are just so tied to these friendships, whatever, whoever they may be, that, you know, they don't care about making new friends or being politically correct or, you know, being in the right place. They're just, like, so attached to this loyalty that they have.
Well, remember a few episodes back at Kyle's dinner party when Marissa kind of was introduced to all the girls? Marissa actually defended Brandy, and she went up against Faye, you know, and so I don't think that it has anything to do with loyalty, because I don't think Faye and Marissa know each other from a pile of shit. I don't think that Faye has any loyalty towards Marissa. I think that they just saw an opportunity to jump on Brandy, and she said, she goes, let's go. And I really respected Kyle and Camille for just saying, you know what, we don't want to get involved. We just don't want to be a part of that. And then there goes Faye. She's off to the races. She's like, what's going on? And she doesn't even know what's going on. She's just there, not even trying to defend Marissa, because I don't think that she has that loyalty to defend her. I think she just wanted to be in Brandy's business, period. And Faye has it out for Brandy.
I also think that Faye isn't loyal, because if she is loyal, then it would be to Kyle, who's her best friend. And Kyle didn't even agree with Faye. Kyle started to, like, defend Brandy when Faye started to go on her whole role of, oh, you know, Brandy slept with a married man inside the kid's room at a party. And Kyle was the one who tried to put the brakes on it. If Faye is so loyal, she would have taken the cues from her best friend and stopped talking.
Well, I don't think Kyle disagreed with it. I think
Kyle,
that was
sorry.
Kyle just wanting to stay out of it. You
well,
know?
Kyle did put the brakes on that, and I did respect Kyle saying, you know what, I didn't see it with my own eyes, so therefore it didn't happen. However, today on Wendy Williams, she did admit, like, you know what, my source, I trust my resources, and they said that did happen. So she kind of went back on what she said.
Yeah.
So I was a little disappointed in that.
Really, really quickly, I have to check my tweets really quickly. Taylor Hawken confirms that Kathy does have a red velvet vodka. Adrian is opening a restaurant by Lisa. And I do have to give some shout outs to Renegan, Adrian, Wanda, and Lily, as well as Bill. You guys have all been just blowing up my Twitter feed tonight, and I love all of you guys for that. So I'll make sure to try to get to all those. Let's move over to the housewarming vow renewal and kind of get back into how Brandy shows up, and she even goes up to Mauricio and says, Have I ever flirted with you? And he's like, no. Okay, just checking. And then sure enough, Yolanda, you know, brings Marissa and Brandy together, which I think is very different from Faye all of a sudden bringing up business that she wasn't even there for, because at least Yolanda was actually there. So she can make it her business to call Marissa out and confront her with Brandy.
She also pulled her aside. It's
yes.
not like she did it in the middle of a circle of all these women. She pulled her like off to the side of the party and said, hey, here's Brandy, here you are, you guys should talk it out because obviously there's something going on. And then Faye is the one who started to like throw Lisa's whole party to shit when she tried to like bring the drama and got all the women involved. Like Yolanda was doing it in a very quiet, reserved way that people probably wouldn't have even noticed if it weren't for Faye like yelling, you're not a lady.
Yeah. And she was very calm about it too. She was very just reserved, calm, like, okay, let's just get this out of the way just so that it's out there. Let's not hold anything back and figure out what the root of the issue is. I thought that was classy.
I think she's completely
classy. I really love how, Yolanda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I loved how Yolanda handled it at Adrian's party and how she handled it at Lisa's party. I mean, that's what you call a loyal friend. That's what you call a loyal friend. Not someone who's just going to be your mouthpiece, but kind of, you know, a loyal friend is someone that shuts it down before it even gets started. And that's, I really, you know, you guys know that I was not a fan of Yolanda, you know, coming into this season, but I have to say that woman shows a lot of class. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you can't knock her for it, you know?
Really quickly, just got to take a step back. What did we think about Yolanda having David Foster's ex-wife around and also calling David Foster her king?
I thought she was really classy with the ex-wife. Sorry, I was going to say, I thought she was really classy with the ex-wife. Like, there was no beef, and she said to her, like, she said to Lisa, oh, I'm fine with her here. Can I just say it was really weird? I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I had to rewind to make sure I heard straight. Linda, the ex,
yes.
said something about making apricot jam, and then she goes, oh, so middle class. Like, are you serious? Making flavored jam is so middle class? Like,
Yolanda said that?
No, Linda said that. The ex said that.
Wait, I'm confused.
I heard that, too.
So David Foster's ex-wife was talking about her flavored jam that she makes and
right.
then made this, like, underhanded comment about how, oh, isn't that so middle class that I make jam? And it was like, that was weird.
That was real. Yeah, that was weird, and that was just really tasteless for her to say something like that.
Yeah.
Because she obviously eats jam, and she's bringing it as a gift, so what the hell is she saying? Like, what is that about?
Definitely not the best words she could have used. I could see maybe where she was going with it, but definitely not the best words. Did you also notice how they looked very much alike?
I was going to say David definitely has a type.
Oh, yeah. Definitely has a type. And then to the king comment and the jet and the plane.
No, okay. I was ready to rip her a new ass. However, I think this goes back to her culture. You know, in the beginning, I was very offended when she used that word, you know, Chinese eyes, describing her daughter's makeup. I think this is a cultural thing. I know that, you know, she's from Holland. She's very, you know, she's from a farm. She's very country. Could that be because she's just more, not literally like that's her king, but could that be that maybe she's referring to something where, like, in her culture, to give men, especially your husbands, like the, not the upper hand, but that utmost respect. Is that maybe where she was kind of going with the king statement?
I mean, I do think she did say something about the word obedience. She said, you know, to obey your husband. So I don't think that's entirely true.
No, but then she justified it, because at first I didn't like that comment either, but she did justify it because she said it's not like demeaning to women to want to treat your husband like a king. It's empowering. And what, at first I didn't like those comments, but when she said and that it was like an empowering thing to want to treat your husband well, like, and to want, she was basically saying like she treats her husband with the respect that she also, it's not like she, right, she wouldn't want him to treat her like a queen. Right. She treats him like a king, and she commands respect like a queen.
And romance.
And I'm not saying he gives it to her, but she wants that. And so I don't think there's anything wrong with the way she treats him at all. I think the way he treats her is not in line with how she should be treated.
I
okay,
love
okay,
her.
Well, see, the point is also, does that mean buying him a plane?
No, does just like she constantly like says that she wants to, like, she's always so aware of his schedule and what he's doing and trying to please him. Not necessarily buying him a plane, but I'm just saying, like, she gives him a certain level of respect.
That was part of the conversation.
Because she wants to buy him a plane.
Yeah.
Well, it's a gift.
It could go either way. If you're listening or if you're watching, let us know what you're thinking. And of course, rate us on iTunes, subscribe to us on YouTube, share with your friends, because, you know, yeah, it's almost over, but you want to be here until the very, very end. And we love when you guys tune in every single week, when you tweet us, comment, and interact, and get really, really hot and steamy and bothered. Wait, did I just say hot and bothered? Really, really into the conversation. We really, really love it. And it sounds like Susan could be coming in through the door any moment.
I am.
Well, just as we start,
I really did understand where Marissa was coming from. She just, I felt like when she was with the girls at Adrian's party, she was really knocking Brandy. And then in front of her face, I don't get it.
It's because she wants to be popular so badly, but she knew that bringing up this text about Brandy would rile up the girls. I mean, look at her audience. It was Adrian and it was Faye, so she knew that she would get in with the popular crowd if she threw Brandy under the bus. And then the second Yolanda called her to task for it, all of a sudden she started backpedaling. And you can see right through that. That's just the typical girl who tries desperately to be popular and will do anything.
Plays all the sides.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Marissa hasn't necessarily given us the best impression. Who knows if she'll even be back by any means, but I think she's, you know, here's Yolanda, who was very smart. She observed before she started to get involved in conversation, and she tried to see how everybody worked and where the circles were and who was on whose side, whereas it seemed like Marissa was trying to play the field and play all different sides, and here she is, you know, having to bite her tongue over what happened. Hi, Suze.
Hi, Boo.
So if you're just tuning in, Susan had a flat tire.
Hi, I'm here.
She was
now
via phone the whole time, but now
I am here live.
She's here in the flesh.
Okay.
Two little pandas. So let's get to when, do we want to talk about Faye first, or do we want to talk about the demise of the marriage?
I want to get to Faye at the very end.
Very end.
Because we're going to end it with, like, bang. And
well, we're going to end it with a bang, and we also do have some news and gossip
about how we get
to see Faye in the flesh.
Yeah, we actually have two exclusives. Not only do you have your interview with Faye at Kyle's store, but our own Jackie Moran also interviewed Lisa Vanderpump for AfterBuzz TV on the Dancing with the Stars red carpet last night, and so I have some scoop from her about what she had to say about Adrian and Kyle.
Hey,
what a juicy episode this is.
Yeah, this is really juicy. We've got a lot of exclusives tonight. It's like juicy, like Lisa's bum on Dancing with the Stars. That's a whole other story.
The Vanderplump.
Okay, let's go to Kyle's butt in person is
amazing.
Is it really?
It really is.
I was going to say, her dress that she wore to the opening of her tour looked great.
Anyway, so Adrian and Paul announce that they're getting separated. Brandy calls it a publicity stunt. Adrian shows up crying.
Well, that's like next episode, but let's...
Well, as we see, she shows up crying.
Brandy did this episode call their marriage a business arrangement, which I actually, and trust me, I am not one to back up Adrian. I don't think it was solely a business arrangement. I think there was love there at one point.
I do. You know,
so I think
I do
that was a little harsh.
There's actually a moment where I remember it was Farrah's graduation party. They were at a restaurant and they were talking to Mauricio's mom. And this was probably one of my favorite moments with these two because I used to like the bickering. I thought the bickering was kind of cute at times because I thought, you know, do I want to picture Paul and Adrian in the bedroom? No. But I think they're a really cute couple that they've been married for over 10 years and they have kids. And I remember them, you know, kind of having this cute little moment together where it was peaceful and they weren't bickering and they just kind of acknowledged, like, you know, I love you for you and I love you for you. And I don't know, that to me signified that they melted well together.
I agree. I love Paul's personality. I think that he's been consistent throughout the seasons that we've seen him. We've seen a huge, huge change in Adrian. I mean, she's just a straight bitch this season. It's like, I don't blame Paul for filing a divorce. I mean, the things that she says, it's like, oh, I look up and there's all these beautiful people and then there you are. And she's like, it was a kind of pathetic moment for him. Who says that about their husband on national television and expects to have a great marriage?
I did think that was a little funny. But there are other things where
but he's funny.
Like,
he's like, you know what? Like, he can
That's
laugh
what
at
I'm
himself.
Saying. Yeah.
You know, I mean, he knows that he doesn't have a body of a god with the six pack. He was like, oh my god, you know,
airbrush
me away.
Hey, but they painted one on.
Yeah, I mean, he's just like making life of the party, and here she is, like, oh my god, that he's so pathetic. I mean, as long as he feeds his ego, it's like, my goodness. Well, how do you really feel about your husband?
The interesting thing is that there was someone at the party said that they had spoken to Adrian, and she said that it was actually Paul that was wanting to be in the spotlight all the time.
Well, yeah, and Adrian, you know, she reiterates that, saying that it, you know, his priorities are out of whack, and it's all about him. And I mean, if he wants to be in the spotlight, why not? That he signed up for the show. Isn't that what everyone signed up for?
And he was on Dr. 90210 before this.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, oh, he was? He was on... Oh, nice. Okay. So, you know, there you go.
Plastic surgeon. Surgeon.
Surgeon.
Let's see. What else? There wasn't a lot of gossip about the marriage. It was just kind of acknowledging that it had happened. Do we think it was a coincidence that they decide to make this announcement the day that Lisa's having a party? Granted, no one knew... Well, not very many people knew about the vow renewal until they got there.
I did think it was a little weird that they made the announcement of the separation of a marriage on the day that Lisa is celebrating her marriage, but that sounds very in line with what Kevin was telling us, of Adrian always feels like she needs to one-up Lisa.
So she was trying to steal her thunder by taking a shit on herself, basically, saying, I'm going to ruin her vow renewal by
really bad visual announcing
that I'm going to get separated. Do you know what I mean? I think that was just pure coincidence. I think it was just they hit their mark and they were like, you know what? We can't take it anymore. Let's announce it. Why via Twitter? Why via radar online? I don't know. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, Kevin does know them better than we do. And, you know, so... Maybe she just wanted to one up her, no matter how ugly or dirty it is.
What do we think now that Faye blames Brandy for breaking up the marriage?
That's such bullshit. And even Kim said at the end, like, and Kyle had said at one point, they all kind of said, like, if anything, that would bring them closer together. Or
right.
Kyle said, like, if anything, I thought that would make them stronger. Like, the fact that they both had a common enemy in Brandy and that they had to, like, forge together to fight off this surrogacy rumor. And Kim even said, like, yeah, that would be bad, but a normal marriage that was healthy and strong would be able to get through something like that. So that's such bullshit to blame Brandy. Brandy did not break up the marriage. There was clearly problems before that.
I still don't understand why the surrogacy thing is such a big deal. Granted, I've never given birth to a child or tried to reproduce.
Well, if the kids didn't know, it's a big deal.
But, yeah, I agree with you.
But why? I mean, if you've gone through this experience,
on national television, or just for like her to never have that formal conversation with her young kids that she used to surrogate, and for Brandy to like blast that out on reality TV, I understand that that wasn't like, you know, I love Brandy, but that wasn't good.
I don't know. I mean, I would understand if it's like, okay, your kids are actually adopted, or you know, your dad's not your dad, or your mom's not your mom, but it's like, it's Paul's sperm and Adrian's egg, just a different belly. That's why, for some reason, I don't understand why it's that big of a deal. But if you're out there and you disagree with me, please let me know.
I don't know. I guess maybe it's because somebody beat her to the punch, and she wanted to be the one that maybe broke it down to her kids. I don't know. I mean, yeah. Who knows about this Adrienne Maloof? She's all over the place, you know?
All over the place.
But no, I don't think that it's... I don't think Faye should have... I mean, for Faye to be like, you know, how do you feel about breaking up a marriage? Like, who the fuck are you, Faye, to say something like that? It's just like, what human being says that to another human being? Like, that is just like, oh, the reason I'm late today is because of you, Giselle. It's like... I mean, like, who would even say something like that, you know?
She calls her out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, what bothered me is the fact that she saw a private three-way conversation between Brandy and Yolanda and Marissa, and then announced very loudly that it was her role to walk over and it's like, let's go. And Kyle was like, no, I don't want to go. And then they're like, leave this conversation. And she's like, no, I'm not going. And that's what pissed me off so much, is that like, she would not back down. They asked her nicely like three different times, please leave, to try to stop the drama at Lisa's party and stop the party from being ruined.
She just kept digging and that's one thing that I don't really understand, and I want to talk a little bit about actually meeting Faye, is that, you know, I met her and she has amazing style, she's got this great body. She actually said that in the 20 or so years that she's known Kyle, the two of them have never gotten in a fight before. Mm-hmm. And Kyle has, you know, nothing to say about Faye. Faye is there to support her through everything. She's very close to not just Kyle, but her entire family. She's mm-hmm. also very close to Paris and to Kathy. And I guess what Faye was saying is that she's just someone who, she's very loyal. And people try to accuse her of being hungry for press and hungry for attention. But interestingly enough, Faye hasn't talked to the press at all. Faye has not tweeted.
That's because she knows that she's going to get attacked. Because when I saw Kyle at her store in December, it was right after Faye's last big blowout with Brandy at the dinner, and she was telling me that she hoped that she would love for Faye to do our show or to do Andy Cohen's show. She was hoping she would do Andy Cohen's show so that the fans would like her, so that she could get her side of the story out.
Right.
So trust me, I think Faye wants to get her side of the story out, but I think that like fans just don't like her. Even if she did the media interviews and the media rounds, I don't think it would make a difference.
That's what I'm saying though, is that, you know, I think if she wanted people to like her, if she wanted the attention, then she would be doing all of those things. So I think what we see of her, I don't think it was the appropriate time for her to bring up Adrienne. I didn't think it was her place to bring it up at all, but it just seems to me, and from speaking with her about her friendships and her relationships to the women, is that she is someone who is so determined to, you know, be, I think the mama bear is probably the wrong word, but like, be that person that sticks up for the friend, or that is there for them, even if they don't necessarily ask for it, that she doesn't really care who she has to tear down because her relationships mean that much to her, if that makes any sort of sense.
I don't think it's about loyalty, that she knows that Brandy is popular this season. She's going to attack Brandy, and that will get her airtime, and that will get her rating.
Just like
on the first season, Camille was, you know, the big point of attention in the first season, and she attacked Camille at the very first dinner party from hell because that got her camera time. And that's really what I think her motive is.
Well, I don't think it's just about this popularity contest. I think that she really does have something, you know, out for brandy. And even Camille says it, you know what, Faye's one tough cookie to go against, mm-hmm. you know, to go up against.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's, and I don't necessarily think that this is a popularity battle between Brandy and Marissa or Brandy and Faye. I think Faye just likes to kind of butt her nose into business. It's like she sees them from across the room and she makes it her business to butt herself in. Why? I don't know. Why? I think she just has it out for Brandy. They think something might have happened, like maybe some stuff that we don't even know about. But anytime
maybe Brandy took her man. Maybe Faye had her eyes on a man, and the man was wooed by Brandy. I swear maybe. To God, I feel like it's something.
Her fiance was at the party. She yes. was engaged, apparently.
Yes, but we do EJ. Also see Faye to be this strong, you know, intimidating figure that she's coming out across. She seemed very intimidated by Yolanda. Did you guys catch that? I kind of felt that Yolanda shut her ass down.
I felt
Yolanda
like Yolanda
shut everyone's
held,
ass down. I love it.
I felt like Yolanda held her ground. I didn't notice the intimidation factor, though, because Faye kept on saying, you know, you do not want to go down that road. And I right. loved how Yolanda was like, I'm 48 years old, honey. I know, like, I think I can know.
Right, but she had nothing to say in response to that. She was just kind of like, okay, you kind of saw her tail go between her legs. I'm not saying that she was intimidated where we see her knees shaking, but we definitely see her shut the F up for a second, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
She had nothing to say to that.
I want to hear from Faye. I would love it if she came into AfterBuzz. She told me she was going to call me the next day. Unfortunately, I did not get a call. But I have been trying to reach out to Kyle, who, you know, even with her, she really was trying to encourage Faye. Like, Faye, you need to get your side out. So I don't know what Faye has to say in her defense, if she has any sort of regrets in terms of the way that she's been portrayed, because it seems like, you know, the cameras don't really lie. Yes, the editing can lie a little bit, but the words that she used were pretty vicious, mm-hmm. and the timing that she used wasn't exactly appropriate. And so I hope that she, whether it's at Watch What Happens Live or the reunion, or perhaps hopefully we'll see her in here, that she explains herself, because it's not flattering.
It's not. I mean, up until, I have to say, like, this episode, I was kind of teeter-tottering of how I felt about Faye. You know, I wasn't really on that fader wagon. I wasn't, you know, on Team Faye. It just was kind of what it was. And then this episode, it was just kind of like every opportunity that she got to put Brandy down, it's like she was on it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's not a pretty sight. It's not a classy yeah. sight. And if you're telling somebody, you know, all the borrowed Chanels is not going to make you a lady, well, then take your own advice, because that doesn't make you a lady, you know, putting
put
down
someone
other,
down exactly. somebody less than you.
And I mean, and what she said, I have to just reiterate what she said. She said Brandy was caught doing the nasty in the bathroom, and not just a bathroom, in a child's bathroom. And it's like, okay, like, it's, you know, she's just kind of constantly trying to get some dirt out on Brandy.
And I believe that Lisa actually acknowledged that and did blog about it and did say that they were, like, making out in the bathroom or something. They weren't having sex. Not that that makes it any better, but if you are curious to know about the situation, go to bravotv.com and check out Lisa's blog about that. You know, I feel like even though we've kind of had our doubts about Kyle this season, she, of all of them, seems to, you know, have a good head on her shoulders and seems like she's a really good mom and a really good wife. And her and Mauricio have this beautiful relationship mm-hmm. that I even felt being around them in person. Mm-hmm. Like, they just seemed so in love and so just, you know, compassionate about one another that I just could not imagine her being so close to somebody who is so dysfunctional. So that's why I just want to know, like, what Faye has to say. Because I don't know. I feel like there has to be more to it. Like, I refuse to believe that you could be friends with someone for 20 years that's a bad person.
I agree. And I would love
heart
to.
And that we see it.
Yes, I would love to.
She shows her.
Whether she comes on this show or not, I would really love to hear Faye's side. You know? I think she owes the viewers
I think
that.
She's scared to face the fans.
Well, she hasn't tweeted. She stopped tweeting in, like, January or February.
Can Can I just say one quick thing about this episode? Because I always feel like it's really sad when I realize this, and I think this is the third time this has happened this season, that 41 minutes into the episode, Taylor showed up, and I didn't even notice she was not there until she showed up. So it took me 41 minutes to even notice that that Taylor wasn't there. She's become, like, so irrelevant this season. I just feel like she's, like, just not necessary anymore.
I thought you were going to say that you couldn't even recognize her, because I couldn't recognize her.
Oh, no, I thought she looked really cute, actually, in the gold dress. I thought she looked great, but I didn't even, like... With the other wives, when they're not present, like when Adrian is not present in the episode, I'm like, oh shit, Adrian's not there. Like, here she is avoiding another thing. But with Taylor, I forget she even, like, isn't there.
Well, who is this boy or who is this man?
She had two men on her arms.
Yeah, who is this man that keeps lingering around her? We saw him.
I think one of them's her BF.
Is it? Then how come she's like, I'm going to meet a man tonight? Or how come she, like, made that comment? Or Lisa was like, are you gonna...
I think that's the man.
Do you see that guy in the background? And he was also in the background at Kyle's store opening party.
I'm pretty sure that's her BF.
Okay.
Her lawyer BF. I'm pretty sure he's the attorney.
No, it wasn't the attorney guy. It was like a younger, cute guy, actually.
I'll have to rewind and go look at it.
Let's go rewind.
Let's get to some news and gossip, shall
we? Yes, let's.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Season 3 is coming to an end. Monday, the finale will air, but right afterwards, the first reunion will air.
Mm-hmm.
So we will get some back-to-back.
Yes, we will have juiciness, a juicy recap next week.
As well as sure. Lisa Vanderpump's second appearance on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Oh, can I say, for more on her, on Lisa and Dancing with the Stars interviews, go to AfterBuzz TV. Jackie Moran is the red carpet host for AfterBuzz TV for Dancing with the Stars this season, so she interviews all of them. You can tweet her questions to Ask Lisa. But I did. She asked me yesterday, "What do you want me to ask Lisa?" And I said, "I want you to ask her how she feels about Adrian and what's going on with her and Kyle in this fight." So she asked, and she asked in a nicer way. Would you invite Adrian to your Dancing with the Stars, like, or to Sur afterwards, because she's going to be having these after parties at Sur? And she said, forget that, forget Adrian, that's never happening. And then in terms of Kyle, she was more hopeful, and she said basically that she hopes her castmates will support her. So for more on that, that'll be on AfterBuzzTV.com, but tweet her questions for
Lisa. Interesting.
And one of our loyal Twitter followers, Wanda Steves, is dying to know if Lisa gave Jiggy earplugs on Dancing with the Stars, because, you know, Gigolo was there.
He was falling asleep afterwards, too. He looks like he's battery-powered. I love Jiggy.
Oh, he's so cute.
Also... What else? Kim is talking about her little fiasco in Paris to the Huffington Post. She said that actually while in Paris, she had a doctor come to her room because she was feeling out of sorts and just really wanted to go home, and that she did acknowledge that she wasn't feeling well. So perhaps the speculation of her having a relapse wasn't actually true. Maybe she really did mix up her meds, because it looks like she sought medical attention, who would have probably given her all the tests and all that stuff. Also, one thing I found interesting, Brandi Glanville, we talked about how she went to the Academy Awards this year.
Mm-hmm.
The Hollywood Reporter put out a list of the most Googled celebrities during the ceremony. Brandi Glanville was number 6.
Oh, wow. I have to say, Brandi's dress at Lisa's party was, oh my gosh, just ridiculous. I loved it.
What?
You didn't like her party?
The white thing?
You didn't like that white dress?
No.
What?
No.
Oh my gosh. I thought she was best dressed.
My girlfriends and I were like, what is she wearing? It looks like it belongs at junior prom.
Oh my God. I thought that was just so...
I loved Faye's though.
Couture. Like, I love Faye.
And Lisa's.
I love the color. Lisa, it's a little boring. Hot. But I love Faye's dress.
Hot.
And I loved Brandi's. I thought Brandi's dress was amazing.
I just feel like Lisa should have worn pink. Like, I don't like Lisa in black.
Well, that's what she said. She's like, the one day I didn't wear pink.
Yeah.
And then finally, I went to Kyle's store.
Yes,
she had her spring little fashion show at Kyle by Aline 2, and it's in Beverly Hills. The store, first of all, is heaven. It's 5,000 square feet of goodness. And it's not all, you know, the most luxury couture, although they do have vintage Chanel. Mm-hmm. But they have, you know, they have Paige and Parker and all these just yummy brands that you would maybe go to Neiman or Saks for, but it's all in one place.
Nice.
It's all in one store. And the staff was so friendly. Kyle showed off, you know, her favorite pieces, which I thought was great. And she actually came over to me. We sat down for about 20 minutes and just talked, you know, like girlfriends. We talked about family and the show and her store and how she's just so proud of this baby of hers. She did say that actually having puppies is harder than having kids because Mauricio just got a new dog. But, you know, I had to say that I really felt for Kyle because this season we've been giving her a little bit of slack in terms of the way she's been handling situations, how she tries to take the back seat and stay out of things. And she definitely expressed how being in Twitter and social media and having a store and being in the public eye, it's definitely made her more self-conscious about the way that she handles herself and how she can be afraid to take sides at times and how, you know, if she does one thing, she gets bashed not just from one or two people on Twitter, but from thousands of people and comments and emails. And, you know, it's not just her, it's her family. Her daughters get criticized, her husband gets criticized, her sister gets criticized. And so for that, for me, it definitely made me feel a little bit more sympathetic because I think we sometimes forget that it's a non-scripted show. Mm-hmm. Even if there are some things that are staged, even if these women are, you know, planning their moves ahead of time, that it's, these are real people and yes, we forget that. And so I definitely felt like I understood a lot more after meeting her why she's been behaving the way that she is. And I actually respected her a lot more for that. And well, she looks amazing in person, by the way. Her butt is great.
Well, I hope Kyle comes in here and clears up her story as well, because, you know, we love Kyle, but there are some things that she does or says that's questionable. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, we really respect her for her kind of defending Brandy at Adrian's party. And then she goes on Wendy Williams and kind of backpedals. And it's kind of like, Kyle, what's really going on? You know, she kind of eats her words sometimes. So, I mean, but I understand, like, you had that personal interaction with mm-hmm. her. So I totally understand what you're saying. And it's just, so it's amazing. It puts us into check because, you know what, we forget that they are people, they're human beings, you know, mm-hmm. they're women with family and they have children. Sometimes we forget that. And so thank you for bringing us down to earth a little bit.
Yeah. And it also definitely made me more aware too, when you look at the blogs, you know, a lot of times these women are writing things down or tweeting things that they would never say to mm-hmm. somebody else in person. And one thing I have to say about Kyle is that she's someone who, you know, maybe she does say things in interviews and candid places where, you know, she doesn't know what the questions are going to be. But sometimes these women use social media as a means to communicate without actually acknowledging the person.
Right.
And Kyle has not done that. So I'm really interested to see how things pan out, but the store was incredible and I definitely plan on shopping there.
Well, we'll check it out
when I'm not at AfterBuzz.
All right, let's
I do have to say one quick thing because I see on our AfterBuzz TV chat, Lions fan is saying I can imagine the prices for her clothes. I will say she does at least have a broad range. She definitely has the really expensive stuff, but she actually has some like cute, not too expensive stuff. It's a good range of stuff, and I like the location. And when I met her, I thought I totally agree with you, Giselle. I thought she was beautiful in person, really nice, and like it. When you meet the wives, it makes you think, because I think I had just been bashing her the night before, and Kai and her and Faye, because it was the night of that dinner party when they were bashing Brandy. And then when you meet them in person, it's like, wow, okay. Yeah. These are real people. They have real feelings. She was really upset that day about how the fans were reacting to Faye. And it's, you know, I hope she comes on because I hope to hear, like, her side of the story, because I think that she likes to play both sides sometimes, and sometimes we don't like that, and so we'll call her out on it. But I do think that she is definitely more genuine than some of the other wives.
For sure. Right. But yeah, if you're ever in Beverly Hills, Kyle by Aileen 2. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
And I'm giving a shout out to Watchtower Base. This is my first time I get to watch AfterBuzz TV chat as I'm hosting, because I'm not in studio. So yes. Shout out to everyone.
We love
on AfterBuzz TV.
We love
chat.
And she is just smacked out in the middle of law school midterm. So Mari, good luck to you on that. And thank you so much for calling.
Well, let's get into predictions.
I promise next week is my spring break, which is perfectly aligned with a 2-hour Real Housewives episode, the finale and the reunion. So I will be in studio next week, and I'm very excited.
Let's
hopefully Kevin will join us.
Let's get to some predictions, please.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Predictions. All right, so we see Adrian at Lisa's party. Why are you there after you just announced your separation? And then you're crying at kind of your frenemy's house?
Yeah, and why are you crying on the couch? Like, go to the bathroom. Go outside.
No, why are you there?
And also, why is Kyle crying just to sort of
because that's what Kyle does.
Kyle cries. She's emotional.
Okay, we see Kyle and Kim go at it. I wonder what that's about. I think that's about Brandy.
My hope is that it's just a tease.
Or maybe it's about Lisa, because she's saying she really hurt me. Anyways, we can't wait to see what happens.
My hope is that it's one of those things where it's just a little hiccup and then they're over it. You know, kind of like how they made it seem like Paul walked out on the party. In actuality, he was painting his body brown.
So it could be just editing.
Yeah.
We have to wait and see.
I just hope that it pans out, though, on the actual episode and it's not the little captions at the end.
Yeah.
Where they, you know, leave us hanging and we're like, oh, okay, cool.
And finally, will Kyle back Lisa up? I'm dying to see how that pans out.
No.
No? You don't think so?
No. Only because of the way that Lisa's been handling the blogs and the interviews since then.
Okay. Well, thanks for ruining it for us.
Well, we'll see.
I'm just kidding.
Mari?
Thank you so much for having me join you guys on the phone. I'm so sorry I couldn't be there in person, but I will be there next week. In terms of predictions, I want to know why Kyle, like why all the other women were crying with Adrian. Like obviously Adrian would be crying, but I want to hear like what she had to say that like got all the other women so upset.
Maybe it was just empathy. Who knows?
But
like Kyle's so hilarious. She's crying just as hard as the woman who's like getting separated.
You know.
Who knows?
I mean, it's just funny.
Alcohol gets involved. Rosé. you lose count. Thank you so much for joining us at AfterBuzz TV. I'm Giselle Ugardi. You can find me at Giselle Ugardi.
I'm Susan Hahn. Sorry, guys, I was late, but better late than never. Please tune in next week because we have one kick-ass show for you. And fingers crossed, maybe we'll get Kevin in the studio and not on the phone.
Yeah. Miss Mari Fagel.
Thank you. You can follow me at Mari Fagel, and I look forward to being in studio with you gals next week.
Thank you so much for watching, sticking with us for this long episode. We hope that we gave you lots of fun scoop, and of course, make sure you check us out on YouTube, iTunes, follow us on Twitter, everything and more. Share, subscribe. We love you, and we will see you for the season finale and reunion one next week at the same time, 7 p.m. Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.